the answers. As a matter of fact, the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so we have to be clear in terms of when we come to a place where we know we have fallen short, when we come to a place where we know that we have done wrong, when we come to a place where we know that we need to ask forgiveness, then we need to ask that person or whatever the situation might be, we need to ask for forgiveness. And I was just wondering as I thought about that, because this scripture says, bear with each other and forgive one another. And if any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. You know, we really can't move forward in what God requires of us, and we really can't be all that God would have us to be if we allow things to hinder and prevent us from getting to a place, and particularly if we allow unforgiveness to hinder and sabotage our relationship with God. But here it is. Have you ever found yourself at a place of unrest? And have you ever been in a situation where you knew that you were wrong, but you didn't ask the person, or you didn't seek forgiveness from someone that you may have hurt unintentionally or intentionally? You know, just like this story that we shared with you from Shell's experience, all of us, many of us, if not all of us, have stories like that. And each of us get to a place sometimes where those stories end good and some end not so good. But what is our attitude as believers, and what should we do when we find ourselves in a situation similar to this? And how will the end of our story be? What do you need from God in order to give you the assurance that God has promised that if you ask for forgiveness, then he would forgive you? And how we render that same forgiveness, and when we ask for people to forgive us. And if we don't do as God would have us to do as believers, then we are really playing into the enemy's hand, because we know that the thief cometh not but to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So the question for us today, doing just this little brief meditation, is there someone you need to ask to forgive you? Today, you need to just be mindful of the consequences of your decisions, and how you have on people around you and how it affects others, and be mindful of how the enemy is trying to keep you at bay. He's trying to hinder, he's trying to steal, he's trying to kill, he's trying to destroy, he's trying to prevent you from having proper relationship. And many times he'll keep you locked in a place that God never intended for you to be. And so even as you make your way throughout this day on this Tuesday, here it is, the 18th day of October, we hope and pray that you will revisit some of the things that you have said, some of the things that you have done, some of the places and some of the situations that you have been, and how you have acted unruly, unchristlike. And then if there's someone that you have offended, I pray that you will ask God to give you the courage and the audacity to go to that person and ask for forgiveness. And even if they don't forgive you, then you have put yourself in a position to be obedient to what God requires of you. And the scripture for today is Colossians, the 3rd chapter, and verse number 13. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Well, that's the word for today. That's the thought for today. I hope that even as you make your way throughout this day, that you have a fantastic Tuesday. And we're doing a little experiment here. We're going live, and we're also doing our regular call-in. And so we praise God for those of you who will hear this message by playback. And we're grateful for those who will view it live. The playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. Let's prepare to go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we honor you, and we thank you for this day. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. we realize that in you we do live, move, and have our being, and we understand clearly that we're nothing without you. And so, God, we pray that you might just help us to reckon with ourselves and come to terms with who we are and whose we are, and then have our behavior to match our belief in you. And so, God, we realize that we're far from perfect and that we have fallen short of your commandments and we have failed to obey you at times. And so, God, we ask now that you will forgive us even when we mess up. And we pray that you would give us strength to ask those that we may have sinned against to forgive us as well. And so, God, we thank you for how you were so loving and so kind and how you've forgiven us of our sins. You've healed our bodies. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. And so, God, we decree and we declare that we will not be distracted by the tactics of the enemy, and we will move forward and not be held hostage by unforgiveness. And so, God, we pray for that person on the call today who's yet wrestling with unforgiveness, and we pray a mighty release and that they will follow you and they will follow your command even as they go forward. So, God, bless us now as we move forward into the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and praise God. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today as you make your way through this chilly Tuesday morning. But know that even though you're putting on an extra layer of clothing, don't forget to put on the full armor of God, because the enemy is out there and he's busy and he's trying to seek out those who he can steal, kill, and destroy and take away what God is trying to give. So you be encouraged, and I hope you have a fantastic day. God bless you.